Goddess, what prevents you from transforming yourself out of your female state?
Although I have sought my female state for these 12 years, I have not yet found it. Brethren, Sariputra, if a magician were to incarnate a woman by magic, would you ask her what prevents you transforming yourself out of your female state?
No, such a woman would not really exist. So what would there be to transform?
Just so, Reverend Sariputra. All things do not really exist. Now would you think? What prevents one whose nature is that of a magical incantation from transforming herself out of a female state?
There upon the
goddess employ her magical power to cause the elder Sariputra to appear in her form and to cause herself to appear in his form. And the goddess transformed into Sariputra, said to Sariputra, transformed into a goddess. Brainer and Sariputra, what prevents you for transforming yourself out of your female state? And Sariputra transformed into the goddess replied, I no longer appear in the form of a man. My body has changed into the body of a woman. I do not know what to transform. The goddess continued, if the elder could change out of the female state, all women could also change out of their female state. All women appear in the form of women in just the same way as the elder appears in the form of a woman. Why they are not women in reality, they appear in the form of women. With this in mind, the Buddha said,
in all things there is neither male nor female. The goddess
reveals her magical
power and
is returned to his ordinary form. She said to his
Reverend Sariputra,
what have you done with your
female form? I neither made it nor did I change it.
Just so all things are neither made or changed, and that they are not made or not changed. That is the teaching of the Buddha.
And goddess, where will you be born when you transmigrate after death?
I will be born where all the magical incarnations of the Tathagatas are born.
But the emanated incarnations of the Tathagata do not transmigrate, nor are they born.
All these unlimited beings are just the same. They do not transmigrate, nor are they born.
Goddess, how soon will you attain the perfect enlightenment of Buddhahood?
As soon as you elder become in love once more with the quality of the ordinary individual, then I will attain the perfect enlightenment of Buddhahood.
It is impossible that I should become endowed once more with the qualities of an ordinary individual.
It is impossible that I should attain the perfect enlightenment of Buddha. Why? Because perfect enlightenment stands upon the impossible, because it is impossible. No one attains the perfect enlightenment of Buddha.
Buddha Tathagata has declared the Tathagatas, who are as numerous as the sand of Gangesa, that attain perfect Buddha, are attaining perfect Buddha, and will go on attaining perfect Buddha.
The expression the Buddhas of the past, present, and future is a conventional expression made up of a certain number of syllables. The Buddhas are neither past nor present nor future. Their enlightenment transcends the three times. But tell me, elder, have you attained the state of Anarthana?
It is attained because there is no attainment.
So there is perfect enlightenment, because there is no attainment of perfect enlightenment.
And the Vichari Vimalakirti said to the venerable
hath gained the tolerance of the purposeness of things.
She has actually attained the rivers of tendency.
She can live wherever she wishes on the strength of her vow to give up the living.